Good morning, everyone. So today we lit the candle of peace. And that candle reminds us of one of the gifts that Jesus brought to us, the gift of peace. In the Gospel of John, Jesus said to his disciples that he would give them peace. And he also told them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me." Because he knew that there would be times when we were worried, when we were afraid, when our hearts were troubled and our stomachs were churning. But he told the disciples, and he tells us, that he will give us his peace. Because we all know what that feels like when we are worried or anxious and our stomachs are churning and we don't know what to do and we don't know where to turn. And yet, if we pray, God promises to give us peace. Doesn't mean that things will change, but it means that we are reminded that God is there with us and will help us get through. And that peace passes all understanding. It is not the peace that the world gives, but is something entirely different. Because with that peace, we are reminded that God's love is greater than anything else, is greater than our worries and our fears, is greater than pandemics and whatever life throws at us. God's love is bigger and stronger than any of that. And so if you find yourselves worried or anxious this week, ask God for peace. If you find yourself fearful this week, ask God for his peace. He promises to give it to you. Join me as we pray. Loving God, thank you for the peace that you give. When we are worried or afraid, remind us that you are there. Give us your peace. Calm our worries and our fears. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.